Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Linga livuka njani izilukandaba olamukela emsakazweni we studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlazi ku 13 mfufu 2020 ngu Chris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, omunye wababotshwe lonkosazana Henrietta Rushwaya useveze ukuthi igolide ababezama ukulisusa elizweni ngelikankosikazi kamongameli welizwe u-Auxilium Mnangagwa lendodana yakhe uCollins. Amapolisa izolo angenele amakansila eHarare buthumthumu ephakathi komhlangano wekansili abopha amakansila angamachumi amabili kanye lentatheli zindaba ezine ebezisemsebenzini.
Uduwe esilalo elizweni lapha i-corruption isebantwini abadala phezulu konapho.
Ugatsha lwezempilakahle luthi kulabantu abangamachumi amabili lasificamunwemunye abatholakale belegciwane le-coronavirus elizweni izolo. Amapholisa elokhu engakatholi umtshayeli wemota eyabulala umhlabeleli wakobulawayo uCalvin Nhliziyo ozabekwa ngesonto.
Kodwa okukhalwayo lapha yikuthi kulabantu ababebazi laba bantu, yibo bacelwa ukuthi babe ngaphambili bachaze bebancedise amapholisa lezihlobo ukuthi ke ngobani.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Wabotshelo nkosazana Henrietta Rushwaya owake waba ngumkhokheli wenhlanganiso yenguqu eZifa useveze ukuthi igolide ababezama ukulisusa elizweni ngelikankosikazi kamongameli welizwe u-Auxilium Mnangagwa lendodana yakhe uCollins. Iphephandaba lobulembu eleZimlife.com lithi uGift Karanda utshele amapholisa ukuthi unkosikazi Mnangagwa nguye wayemele asuke elizweni legolide leli, kodwa wabambeka wasethuma uRushwaya. Sebeyisithupha ababotshwe ngamapholisa phezu kwalolu daba abagoqela amapholisa amabili. Amapholisa izolo angenele amakansila eHarare buthumthumu ephakathi komhlangano wekansili abopha amakansila angamachumi amabili kanye lentatheli zindaba ezine ebezisemsebenzini. Lanxa umsakazo weStudio 7 wehlulekile ukuxhumana lesikhulumeli samapholisa uMnumzana Paul Nyathi ukuthi sizwe isizathu sokubotshwa kwawo, amakansila la abikwa ebotshelwe amacala enkohlakalo asukele ekuthengisweni kwezitanda zikamanisipala. Inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ithi intatheli zindaba ezibalisa uTakunda Mandura owephephandaba le-Open Pali, uMunashe Jokotsa owe-263 Chat, uBlessing Jidakwa weHerald, lo Rukutso Masira baphinde bakhululwa. Amakansila abotshiweyo la ngawebandla le-MDC. Lanxa iZANU-PF isithi amakansili akhokhelwa yi-MDC akhohlakele, abebandla eliphikisayo bathi uhulumende udinga indlela zokudiliza ibandla labo. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba uNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 uxoxe lomeli weSouthern edalele ePhalamende uMnumzana Peter Moyo.
Uyabona into ehluphayo nansi, ama-councillors la ayisiko ukuthi kona bangamasela. Into ezakalayo ikuthi khona bengiyikhuluma namhlanje kuParliament abakade bebona babonile, sikhuluma ngendaba kaPresident uMnangagwa into ayikhulumayo ukuthi khona kufuze i-corruption iphele. Uduwe esilalo elizweni lapha i-corruption isebantwini abadala phezulu konapho, yiko lapho kule corruption khona enkalakatha, yibo ababulala ilizwe. Laba abaphansi laba hayi smoke screen kathesi babo jibabophe abantu fair and fine babawopheleni. abangazi bathatha abantu bephonga ukuthi kona uyelenza icorruption iphi yangkhona ayisho kufuze uqala uinvestigate izinto khona uzabopha umuntu usuinvestigate lephela akufuzanga ubophe abantu ukwenza ukuthi kona uinvestigate yiwuzama ukuthi kona silahleke ingqondo sikhangelane lento ezingelamsebenzi sishiya into ezingelamsebenzi so mina mbona ukubotshwa kwenziwa ama-councillors ke ku-full council besiyavalelwa kwaphana bebuthwa behanjwa nabo random ezifi ngabantu ababulela abantu akulunganga khonokho nxa befuna ukuthi kona bayenze umsebenzi wabo kuhle bayaqala bayi-investigate abantu babe sebebona ukuthi kona abantu laba balicala bani yibo ukuthi kona bababophe hhayi ukuphonga ubophe abantu mahlayana mina lokho mbona kuyinto embi kakhulu.
Uhulumende uthi amakhansili akhokhelwa yi-MDC akhohlakele kodwa abanye bathi le yindlela nje yokuhlukuluza amakhansili e-MDC lokudiliza leli bandla. Wena ukubona njani?
Ina ukubona kwami lapha ayisiko ukuthi kona ama-councillors or ama-councils sebekhohliwe umsebenzi wabo. Hayi, into engiyibonayo lapha ukuthi uhulumende ulomlando okunikeza ama-local authorities izimali nxa sokuyezwa i-budget. Lokho bacina ngo-1992 thereabout okunika ama-local authorities imali yokuthi khona imisebenzi ihambe. Yikho i-council yayingeke yaba nje lezimangaliso ukuthi khona namhlanje bangavuka sebesifisa isikwazi ukulungisa imigwaqo. Khathesi, as an example, i-City of Harare ifuna $3 million eyokuthi ba-treat imithi eyokuthi khona amanzi abantu bakwazi ukunatha amanzi. So bayayithatha ngaphi leyo mali? Ngumlando kahulumende okuthi abanikeze. Ye yabona nxa udila nezanu ufuze ulimuke ngoba akwaziwa ukuthi khona bazamani enxa yafuna ukufaka ikomishini babe seberonkile kudala wetilasilahlekile sisemuva sebe sisilwa sodwa sidethisana khonapha izanu yabeyironga besirongele ukuthi kona singababulala njani abantu laba.
Umnumzana Peter Moyo ngummeli we-Southerton edalele ephalamende ubexoxa le-Studio 7 eseHarare. Kusenjalo wayengukansila weSibarasekwa osanda kumiswa umsebenzi libandla le-MDCT umnumzana Thamsanqa Gilbert Hadebe utshele usithandekile Mhlanga we-Studio 7 ukuthi ukhulume lamakansila la esekhululwe.
Ukuthi amakansila zonke akade ku-full council meeting akade ikhona namhlanje aphonge ukufikelwa ngamapolisa athathwa wonke ahanjwa labo ku-central police station kodwa ngisizwa sebephumisiwe futhi kodwa ukuthi ngizwe ukuthi indaba yangikhona kade ngeyani angicanga lutho. Mina bengingekho njengoba kuzazi ukuthi mina sengarikholiwa i-full council meeting enziwayo ngamakansela nyanga yinye ngayinye
eminye impiko ukuthi amapholisa belandela iziqondiso zenhlanganiso liyana elwisana nenkohlakalo eZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission ena wagcina kulokhu kusadingisiswa yini ngenkohlakalo ekhansil
ngigcine kusanjalo i-Anti-Corruption Commission isalandela amakansela zindaba zonezobuweze ze-Anti-Corruption Commission but ukuhashisa wazo angakwanisa ukuthi ngikomente ngowakho ngoba elami igama lalo kade likhona.
Abathi bakhithiwe bathi batheswe cala bani kuyini okunye okukhulunyiweyo?
Ukuningi kwangikhona kangizwa lutho ukuthi kuhambe njani kumi njani kubezithi vele angawayiqalisi kuzwa kusasa ngoba besuka ngala abantu kade bengakaqalisi ukukhuluma ngokwakho kakhulu. Akuwuthwe wonke muntu wakade khona kufuka kuyene lo akade ngikhuluma naye ifoni yami inesipeli imali yasicitha ngingakaqeda ukukhuluma naye ngaphunga ukuthi hayi no ngizamfonela kukusasa sengqede lokhu engikade ngikwenza.
Lo ngumnumzana Thamsanqa Gilbert Hadebe owayengukhansila weZibarasekwa ubexoxa ecingweni lo Studio 7 eseHarare. Uka gatsha lezimpila kahle luthi kulabantu abangamachumi amabili lasifica munwe munye abatholakale belegciwane lecoronavirus elizweni izolo abayithoba minombili ngabakobulawayo lasesigabeni seMathebelele North lenkabazwe okulenani elifanayo kuthi abahlanu ngabe Harare le Studio 7 esakazwa eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington okwamanje ke sikhangele eziphuthumayo zivela kumaphephandaba achiyeneyo iphephandaba leHerald lithi umphathi ntambo wezobudlelwano lamanye amazwe omnumzana Sibusiso Moyo usecothoze eleBhilitane ngombiko edale lalelo lizwe othi ukubotshwa kukankosazana Henrietta Rushwaya kutshengisa ukubana uhulumende ulenkohlakalo. Iphephandaba leChronic lithi iCommission elisana lenkohlakalo eZak ikhangelelwe ukubopha amanye amakansila emadolobheni abalisayela kobulawayo lamanye. Okwamanje sengilithiya ezandleni zenu lina balaleli bethu umbiko elisithumele yona ngeWhatsApp.
Banani sanibanani uStudio 7 ningabe ninjani nonke Bokips Dube nabo Ezra Chisa nabo Tungamili Nkomo silimbinyalele lonke ngobuningi benu siyajabula nginethanda kakhulu nonke ngokusilethela indaba eziyizwe zeqiniso ezingasoma fake news zibuya njengoba zinjalo kona kuke kuyenzekile liyasitshela ukuthi kuyenzekene okungaso fake siyabonga zihlobo zami siyabonga kakhulu singabantu basemathebelelende abalandeli benu. Ngithi ngicela ukuphawula lapha ngingaka Paul nje ngicela ukuzitsha igama ngingosgift sibanda ngilapha eGoli eAlexander. Ngithanda ukuphawula kancane ngoindaba yabo nankagwa le nezane yabo. Ngicela ukuthi ngixwayise kancane izinduna zakithi nami ngingasilutho nginganasikhundla ukuthi njengabaholi bayethu amathebelelendi abangavumi ukusetshenziswa umnankagwa zivika amacala akhe ayenzayo ebulala abantu bakithi emathebelelendi. Sinezihlobo eziningi kakhulu ezafayo vula umnankagwa nezane yakhe le baphila namhlanje yibo abagqugquzela batshela abantu bakithi emathebelelendi ukuthi yenzani kanje yenzani kanje. Abantu bakithi abayekeli ukuba yiziphukuphuku asihlakanipheni singavumi ukusetshenziswa amashona entweni abayenzayo ngoba lento le kwakungamashona versus Mathebelelend mashona land versus Mathebelelend sibulawa abantu ebesemathebelelend iqala khona le Midlands kuthunjwa abantu kubulawa abantu beselahlela ezimayini namhlanje umnankagwa sebona seziminya ipressure seyithola sesebenzisa izinduna zakithi ukuthi yizo ezizokhokhela lento le okuvumbulula amathambo abantu kusiyongcwatshwa kuye ningavumi akuvumi kona lokhu ngoba kusasa ngempela lizohlekwa ngamanye amazwe ukuthi abantu beMathebelelendi bayiziphukuphuku nathi singabantu beMathebelelendi siyogcina sesixabana sodwa ngenxa yabaholi bethu abasiphetheyo izinduna zethu ezivuma ukusetshenziswa izano ngoba thola khona okwezikutholayo ukuthi uma ngabe ungasavumanga ukusetshenziswa izano uzothathelwa khona lokhu bakunikeza khona. Yinkinga ekhona esibhekane nayo lapho eMathebelelendi izinduna zakithi bantu bakithi zakhethwa izano zizwa ngezano yonke into ekhulunywa izano akuna voice eziyisebenzisa ingqondo yabo ngeyamashona abakwazi ukuthi besebenzise okwabo umqondo. Lingakuvumi izinduna zakithi siyanicela nje abaholi bethu lingakuvumi ukuthi setshenziswa izano ukuthi libe yini elikhokhela indaba yombhuqazo yabulala abantu beMathebelelendi kangaka. Izano ayibhekane namacala abo mnankagwa babhekane namacala bekukukhokhela indaba egugrawundi ngoba babeyibo ababulala abantu abakuvume khona ukuthi basakwenza siyaxolisa bekwazi ukuthi abantu bakithi njengoba lixolisa imithetho yawusebenzi yawudlala indima yabo ngoba akusinto encane ukubulala abantu abayi more than 30,000 akusinto encane asuka kungabulala amagundwane kwakubulala abantu sibuhlungu kakhulu ngale nto le abakwazi abavuma abangavumi abantu bakithi izinduna zethu asingakuvumi lokho.
Salibonani kuStudio 7 lapha ngicela ukubuza nje ngendaba yaka Khalipani Phugeni ngizwe ekhuluma lapha ekuseni ethi yena ama sanction bawacela kusho ukuthi uyo wazi kabanzi ukuthi bacela beyi MDCT baya bayacela ama sanctions lawa ukuthi yibo futhi abangaya becela ukuthi aphume ngoba bawacela Mina ngibona ukuthi ama sanctions la aqala ngo 2000 after iZANU-PF isiluza ama election. Yasihlukumeza kakhulu opposition party. Engicabanga ukuthi iZANU yayilindeni from 1980 kuze kufike 1990 kuze kufike u 2000. Iloke ingalungisa izinto ngoba umnotho waqala ukuwa ngo 1990 masibona kahle. So bathi izinto eziningi mabe khuluma bebodwa asi iZimbabwe ayilungisa into zayo zaseZimbabwe, kodwa manje siyayibona gijima kubosikadaka, gijima kula mazwe abo China ukuthi kababasize. Engicabanga ukuthi thina kungeke kusisize, iZANU ayisilungisele nje kuphela i-human right, sibe namalungelo ethu nathi kuphela ezweni lethu. Thina saphuma ekhaya ngabo 1987 sibaleka yona iZANU, manje singazi lokho ekulungisayo. Sibecela ukuthi lisibuzele lapho ukuthi thina saphuma ngabo 1987 sitshaya igugrawundi abantu abaningi, esikulungisile yikuphi? Esicela ukuthi mhlawumbe ingasichazela amasanctions lawo kuthiwa ayafakelwa iZimbabwe. Hayi, afakelwa ngeZimbabwe. Zimbabwe kudala thina sizihluphekela, kudala sihamba siyatshaywa ema-South Africa lapha. I-government ziyasihlukumeza, amapholisa ayasihlukumeza, okwamanje sesihlukumezwa langabahlali nje ocabanga ukuthi eyenza into eyifunayo. Umuntu weZimbabwe uyamthathela kumbe uyamtshaya kumbe uyenzani, sebeziyenzela kuphela. Kodwa-ke lokho kwakhwezelwa iZANU, ngiyabonga.
Salubonani, salubonani baba Dube, salubonani. Ngiyayizwa indawo yakhulunywa sibilindlalele ingokuthi wenze Botswana lapho. Hey, omzagcina baze bakhuluma sibili, udaba olwaba khona silolubi kakhulu yilolo lokuthi kukhutshwa amakhiwa emapulazini. Bona wabuyela amakhiwa kunjenjela, mna ngakhonokho ningangivotela. Iproblem isebantwini abangena kakhulu emapulazini, yibo abantu abalohlupho kakhulu abalenkinga. Ukuthi kathesi bathi bengene behlulekayo lokulima, bahamba beyodinga ukudla futhi eziphaleni, bona bengahambisani nokudla eziphaleni. So baba, mna ngakwena akufanelanga abalaleli labo bantu ukuze xa befisa ukubona leli lizwe livuke, kangabalaleli abantu abasemapulazini kabakhuphe bise kamakhiwa, yibo bazakwanisa ukuthi belime bekuwe lokudla iZimbabwe ivuke. Ngoba sikhathele ukuthi lizwe livuke, abantu laba basemapulazini akulanto abayenzayo. Upresident wabalalela kuhle sibili ngesikhathi bekhala ngokuthi bona sebelwela ilizwe, bafuna ukubuyela emapulazini ubethole indawo zokulima. Nanku bayihluleka ukulima, kathesi yibo babonayo bafaka lama-president phakathi nalaba bantu abagcwele phakathi, ngoba yibo babefaka izikhalo zemihla lamalanga.
Amazwi enu lina balaleli bethu, lisithumele nge-WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Okwamanje ke sikhangele ezivela ngapha kwele Melika. Izolo ilizwe leMelika libe lenani lababanjwe igciwane le-coronavirus abafika phose inkulungwane ezilikhulu 83,757, ebelingakaze libonakale selokhu leli gciwane laqhamuka ekuqaleni komnyaka. Lokhu kwenzakala sokusele amalanga amahlanu ukuthi kwenziwe ukhetho lokudinga umongameli. Igciwane leli likhanya lizakuba lokwenza ngendlela abantu abazavota ngayo, ngoba umongameli Donald Trump esithi abantu bengasabi igciwane leli, kodwa ancintisana laye umnumzana Joe Biden esithi kulalelwe abezempilakahle abathi igciwane leli liyingozi. Sixoxe lesizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala ngapha kwele Melika, umnumzana Dan Moyo, ukuze sizwe imbono yakhe ngalolu daba.
Ngempela kuyamphathisa kakhulu umnumzana uJoe Biden ukuthi anqobe kulelu khetho, ngoba ukufa kwabantu osokwenzakele la into ebingeke icatshangelwe ngabantu bala e-America abazibona bona bephila ku-first world ukuthi behlulwe ligciwane. Yet abezempilakahle bayacaca ukuthi igciwane leli kumele zikhona indlela esingalinqoba ngalo, ezifana lokugqoka amamaski, loku social distancer, loku ngabi kuma group amaningi. Ene njengoba sesisiya ku season yomqando ubusika, siyazi ukubana abantu abaningi babe besezindlini, akusekho ama activity angaphandle amaningi. Of which igciwane leli lalo lizo spreada kakhulu ngoba li spreada kakhulu kuma confined spaces. So uJoe Biden, I think message yakhe is clear. I message yakhe, I think iya resonate labantu ukuthi hayi na umuntu at least olozwelo olesineke ovumelana lama scientists ukuthi hayi igciwane leli kumele lithathwe serious.
Ubona njani okungenziwa ngumongameli Trump nxa enganqoba kukhetho?
Eshi mina ngokwami ngiyesaba lokucabanga ukuthi uTrump angaba le second term. Ngoba if evele esetshengisa i-arrogance yakhe khona manje yokuthi hayi mase kunjaka sancenge. Lawo ungacabanga nje ukuthi ma evele ngasanidi ivote kusho ukuthi esesenza umathanda. I'm sure ukuthi uzomosha into eziningi kakhulu uTrump ngoba okokuqala uTrump ulengqondo yobandlululo esingathi uyi-racist imthetho wakhe. Sibonile evumelana lama white supremacist lawa esithi ngabantu abarayithi on both sides bona babesenza udlame bephethe izibhamu imbhobho lani belandi i-protest rally ayisenziwa abantu ababecomplaina ngamastatu.
Umnumzana Dan Moyo isizalwane seZimbabwe sihlala ngapha kwele Melika ubekhuluma ecingweni le Studio 7 esedolobheni le Virginia. Amapholisa elokhu engakatholi umtshayeli wemota eyabulala umhlabeleli wakobulawayo uCalvin Nhliziyo ozabekwa ngesonto. Sixoxele nentatheli zindaba eStudio 7 uEzra Chisas Banda ongomunye wabaphethe amalungiselelo omngcwabo wakhe.
Abantu bemzini wakobulawa lokhu behlulukelwe ngokufa kukaCalvin ofeka buhlungu kakhulu ngemva kokunyathelwa yimota ebitshayelwa ngabantu kukhanya abantu bebelabantu abathathu abane phakathi leyo mota. Uthe ehamba le ntombazana yakhe besuka vele abona-ke ibhola kumabonakude emakhandeni cricket club. Imota leyo yabuya-ke icitsha amalayiti yafika ngani yamnyathela waseyibamba-ke wahlala phezu kwebhonethi yasihamba la yasisima ithe isima yasibile imnyathela ibaleka yasibalekele imota akwazi ukuthi ngabani. Kodwa-ke abantu bathe Danile amapholisa athi asaphenya lolu daba saphenya indaba khona basadingisisa. Kodwa okukhalwayo lapha ukuthi kulabantu ababebazi laba bantu yibo abacelwa ukuthi babe ngaphambili bachaze bebancedise amapholisa leli hlobo ukuthi-ke ngobani ngoba nxa kuyingozi abantu laba ngase bebuyile kudala ukuthi hayi yingozi kwenzakala ngengozi kodwa kukhanya kwenziwa ngamabomu lokhu ngoba-ke babalekile. Ubaleka kwabo laba abakhona nxa belalela ngalesi sikhathi bacela ukubana-ke babe ngaphambili ukuze-ke umdeni kaCalvin uhlaliseke ukuze-ke le ndaba-ke iphenywe phele kokucelwa ekuZulu ukuthi ke ongabe sazi olesihlobo lomngane umuntu omazi ukubana ke ulaye waphatheka ke emoteni leyana yabulala uCalvin ukuthi ke kabuye ngaphambili umgcini enhliziyo utshiya umntwana oyedwa osemncane etshiya lo mama wakhe. Kuyakhala ukuthi hayi ukwenzela nje labo ukuthi badelise inhliziyo kube labantu laba bachazwa ukuthi ngobani abakwenzayo obubobunje ke siyacela ke kuZulu wonke ukuthi kaphathise.
Sizwa kuthiwa uzabekwa ngesonto umuyi, ungasitshela ukuthi amalungiselelo akhona ahamba njani?
Abahlabeleli bonke ukukhanya basebemanyanisiwe nguyelo ujakothwa nguCalvin. Siboneke kakhulu-ke ubana-ke iprogramu yakhona-ke lamakampani kobulawayo-ke isidungo sathathwa impilo sithathwa i-Dove Funeral Services. I-Dove yasigcina amalanga amabili yathi hayi yasigcina mahhala isozibhadalise. Sesisukile lesi sidumbu kwamanje sise-FCG laba-ke bathi bazaphathisa bazagcina kungela lambathalo. I-Dove njalo-ke inikeze ithende elokuthi abantu bahlale khonale ngoCalvin yanikeza la ma-toilet ukuthi abantu basebenzise laba ababutheneyo khona ngale ngo-Calvin eluveve. Sibe njalo sizokubonga ke umuzi omkhulu wakobulawayo, i-City Council yakobulawayo, yona ngokwayo esithe izanikeza i-amphitheater ukuthi abantu benzele khona i-ceremony esingathi benze khona ukuthi bamvalelisile khona abantu. Ngaphambi kwalokho ke ibhokisi likamuyi u-Calvin liyanikezwe njalo ke kungelambadalo inkampani leya bayethi Ingwebo Breweries ithenge i-casket ukuthi u-Calvin abe khonapho. Laba be-FSG bathe bazayenza lokho kuthiwa i-gun carriage le nqula ethwala amaqhawe ubana ke ibhode lesidumbu sikamufi u-Calvin ngomgqibelo babhode emakhandeni babhode baye le nkulumane babuye baye luveve kuthi ngomgqibelo ke emini khonaphana benze umdlalwana omncane phambi kwamagrosa angakibo lapha ade sazakala khona khonaphana kubo luveve. Yikho lapho zabo lo mcimbi wakhona omncane ke ngomgqibelo ke. Kukanti ke isidumbu ngemva kwalokho sizabiselwa njalo siyelilala khonale belihlale khona emochari. Kuthi ekuseni ngesonto ekuseni sithathwa ngo-8 sisuke lapha sisuke e-amphitheatre yona esiphiwe yi-City Council lakho ke mara kungelambadala. Lapho kuzenziwa khona ke lokho kuthiwa yi-service yakhe. Kuqedwa lapho ke sesithola ke isidumbu sakhe ke kwenziwe le mdlalo bagide bahlabele abahlabeleli bakobulawayo. Ngemva kwalokho kusuke sokuqondwa ke emangcwabeni e-Lady Stanley ephiwe njalo ngumuzi wakobulawayo mahala. Kutshona kuyabongeka ngoba ke kakubhataliswanga into eziningi zibuye kalula kakhulu ke ama-t-shirt sebevunyelwe ke abantu ukuthi aprint wonke umuntu agqoke i-t-shirt elegama likaCalvin ukuthi alale ngokuthula njalo le roadshow lingayikhohlwa ke ingomgqibelo umngcwabo ungesonto lapha ncathelwa khona Lady Stanley kuthi ubana ke ngezikhathi zabo 11-12 emini khonaphana ngesonto. Yikho lokhu esilakho ngendaba kamuyike uCalvin.
Siyabonga Ezra Chisa Sibanda. Siphinde saxoxa lo mhlabeleli wakobulawayo uKhulekani Bethule oyazakala ngelokuthi Cooksman.
UKelvin Benyimanzi njengomunye wabaculi abakade sebekuzinga eliphakemeyo khonapha edolobheni lakobulawayo lelizweni leZimbabwe nje jikelele. Yabe sekule minyaka ethile ngimazi silokuxoxisana lapha lalaphana. So Benyimanzi kakhulu njengomculi oyenza kahle kakhulu kujanre yona leya kadekiyo ye-hip hop.
Lo ngumhlabeleli wakobulawayo uCooksman Bethule. Kuyazakala ngelokuthi Cooksman.
First of all, it was the language that I sang in. It didn't really bring me the fortune that one expects, you know.
Ngesizwe ingoma kamuyi uCalvin Nhliziyo ingoma ethi If I Was a
the prophet and all. So it's partly why I left music because.
Nenzezwa uno imba para swe ma emotions yako waribo swaga iribo femibo ndo pareza uno imba pan ma containers bag rako shazare tsivoka dai uri mushona dai uri kure dai uri shona dai uri kuku dai uri mushona dai uri kure dai uri shona dai uri kuku.
With all this crap in the pockets, my nigga, I still made it.
Yeah.
Into the top 10 in the country dark and I'm still here.
Yeah.
At the peak, moving in circles, trying to figure it out. Where to go from here, cause when you're up here, it's different.
What?
From when you're coming up, trying to be the best. But when you become one, you always want a day. What's next?
What's next?
Should I continue doing music for likes and retweets? Do shows, be famous, but still water for catching ETs?
Nah.
I never fell off, I just be thinking of giving up.
What?
You ain't even know how it is, yeah, cause you ain't catching up.
Yeah.
You get tired of bragging about the number one position when you're a breadwinner, your concern is bringing the bread home. So, understand this new approach of mine. Cause for my city, for many years, I've been going hard. I've been putting on for people who wanna bring me down. That's why I was singing Scott, I wish I was
there. Lala ngokuthula, Khawe, lesizwe, Khawe, lakobulawayo. Calvin Nhliziyo ke lo esigqibela uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. singakagqili uhlelo lwalamhlanje othi sikhangele inhloko zendaba. Omunye wababotshelwe unkosazana Henrietta Rushwaya useveze ukuthi igolide ababezama ukulisusa elizweni ngelikankosikazi kamongameli welizwe u-Auxillia Mnangagwa lendodana yakhe uCollins. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje livalelisayo nguChris Gandhi.